Yeah, okay. This is the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors special meeting on December the 8th, 2021. This meeting is being recorded. Sure. Yes, it is being recorded. Again, so is Rockwell. Ian Aaron Powell, I am present. Todd Weasler is absent, excused to work. Guy Fawcett.
Present.
Jess McElvey.
Present.
Russ Patterson.
Present.
Acting Chief Schmidman.
Present.
Fourth quorum, so I'm going to call this meeting to order at 7:04. Meeting agenda. Kept it short tonight because we've been in lots of long meetings recently. So we only have three items. I haven't added anything or subtracted anything from the posted agenda. Make the motion to approve the meeting agenda.
Second.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Jess, the agenda is approved as it stands. No members of the public on our meeting. So there's no public statements, comments, or questions, unless the group has any. Take us in then. So we just have new business. I'm happy to announce we have a finalist for our position of chief, which is Chief Michael Scott. Currently, training division chief with the state of Colorado. I did post that on our website on Tuesday evening. It will post in the Mountaineer tomorrow. It went on Facebook today as well. So we just need to now wait the statutory 14 days and then we can execute the contract. I sent you all the draft terms for Chief Scott. You can just look over that and get that to him and we can just make sure we're all on the same page. And then that would be ready to go. Start, we can move forward. He's indicated that he can either start on the 3rd or the 10th. I think the 3rd is looking on the agenda. Next item. Unless anybody has anything to add.
I would add that, you know, just I met with a bunch of people today and the word's gotten out. You know, I did not initiate anything with anybody.
Right.
And they initiated it with me. So, and then they were all pretty excited.
Good.
So
I'm pretty excited too.
Well, yeah, well, as soon as they did, I added to the excitement too.
And I would also say thank you to Keith for spearheading and being our point of contact and
yes.
Herding the cats and
yeah.
So thank you so much for all your efforts.
Oh, yeah. Gloria was fantastic. I owe her a gold coin.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. It's a remarkable amount of work.
Yeah. And she was a real trooper. She was there through the thick and thin of everything. Mm-hmm. Like 11:30 or something like that. And you were commenting I was falling asleep towards the end.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah. I was trying to stay awake.
Okay, so the two other items on the agenda are the resolution to adopt a budget and the resolution to set mill levies. They're kind of very closely tied together. It's unsurprising. So I sent you all a version 2 of the budget the other day because I made a mistake. So this is all on the record. So the mistake I made was in the collection of real estate tax. I pulled the wrong number out of the calculation spreadsheet. And basically the number I pulled out already had the special other taxes added in. So obviously I had to remove that. And also the reason I was looking back at the budget was because we got a final evaluation from the county assessor, which dropped our total property assessment by about $600,000, I think. So everything needed to be readjusted to take that into account. Overall, that had a negative impact on my income of about $66,000. So that was incredibly irritating in a way. But I rebalanced the budget and in version two, I put them side by side so you can see where the changes were. It was mostly the places I didn't want to take money from. So mostly it came from the
early next year
and the contingency to balance that.
Go down to the very bottom again.
It's easy to fix and just make it structure level.
Your total expense, did you accidentally? That matches your other net income.
That's basically the total of the capital reserve, grant match, and contingency. Quick fix for that problem.
And the capital match is if we get grants or anything like that, we use that to try to get matching funds.
Yes,
that's our matching funds.
Yes.
The grant.
So basically, that was about 25,000 in there before. So break that down, we had 22,000 in the contingency to reserve. Drop down.
And then I agree with what you're doing, but the net result of doing something like that is that's going to put us in a harder spot to replace equipment, right? Because that's what we're going to try to use to do equipment replacement.
Basically, yeah, it just basically. That more difficult spot.
Did the assessor say why? I mean, with what the real estate market's been doing the past couple of years, why did our assessments go down 600,000?
That always happens. So basically, when the assessor provides an assessment to us in August, and in the period between August and December, they sort out all of the all of the people who basically don't agree with their assessment.
Oh, who protest.
Who protest their assessment, basically want to abate it, whatever they want to do with it. So we always end up with a slightly lower number. Realistically, the effect it had on the tax number was about $6,000. The big difference is this one. Double counted. So when I took that out, obviously, I had a very weighted impact.
And does this budget have whatever the terms reflected from the new chief in there?
Yes. Good. Yes, that was all budgeted in.
Yeah.
The highest value that we were offering. Good. So that's in there. Other than that, there's nothing really have changed. Just annoying that I missed let's pass through.
Do we need a contingency for any legal actions in this?
Not at this time.
Okay. Good answer for me. Yep.
No.
Okay.
So we do have, we did some rough calculation actually as you asked that question. I believe we're running on a surplus anyway, which we should look at in the new year. We should close this year down. But that was around about $200,000 in surplus that it's built up over a few years. So we can look at that for what we're going to do with that.
And I thought, was the surplus going to take a hit with the repairs to the aerial? Because what did you say was the initial estimate on the major problem with the ladder and
pump? About 31,000.
And you said there were other problems that needed to be fixed?
Yeah, but those are maybe around 3K or so.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, so as you bring up, I spoke to the chief last week and we decided to do the fix of the pump problems because it was 3,000 manageables. And then we'll bring the vehicle back and we'll look at the other problem up here and see what we can do with that. But yeah, it was somewhere in the $30,000 range.
That's what I thought I recalled, and it was. Yeah.
If I told you how much the new one costs, would that help?
Well,
how many zeros?
You probably get away with 5 zeros.
Five zeros.
With a 9
in it. I don't think many of those other zeros would be zeros.
If you amortize the $30,000 worth of repairs, you're getting pretty close to a loan payment on that.
That's just a problem. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a discussion for.
That's a discussion for another day. Yeah.
But yeah, that's unfortunately in there.
So Ian, you said you emailed us the corrected version.
I definitely sent you the version 2. I only fixed this version yesterday because there was an additional fix. So I also explain. This was very minor though. So on the 2018 ballot, there was a question about whether we were allowed to make adjustments to our mill levy to effectively keep our property tax residential assessment rate at 7.2%. So there's an adjustment we make here called the RER impact reduction. So the rate this year for next year is 7.15%. So 7.15% change that we can make. When I first ran the calculation, I ran it on the full valuation. I know yesterday that was incorrect. It has to be done. So it only applies to residential properties. So I had to go to the assessor and get the residential assessment. That changed this number, dropped this number by about $2,000. So it wasn't a huge problem. But that was a little tweak. Functionally, the spending in the budget remains exactly the same as it was. So I do have a question for you, Chief. Did we get anywhere with the cost of medical director? I saw we had some measurements.
It's 8,000 at this point.
And
8.
6 would be better.
Yeah, there's a balance issue that I'm struggling with right now. I'm trying to talk with Chris O'Brien, who's the chief of left hand.
Okay.
Because it's been 20,000, I'm like, 22 real quick, but it's been 20,000 that BCFFA paid for the medical director.
Okay.
And so over that time, we all shared it, however that was shared. Now, they're looking at one medical director, which is going to be 25K, one medical director, which is 30K.
Good.
And they believe that the three ALS agencies should cover a majority of that cost.
Okay.
So they're saying that us, Left Hand, and Lions covers 8K and the rest of the districts cover one or something like that, which seems a bit unbalanced. And all of a sudden, why are we all of a sudden taking up a majority of it? I understand. I mean, one of the big questions is, or one of the big things is that as an ALS agency, you're putting the most threat on the medical, on the medical director's license. So I understand that.
But, okay. How many other agencies would be picking up the one?
The big amount, the big number?
No, the smaller number.
Oh, five. Huh. Five or six, it might be six.
So in my adjustment to the budget, I adjusted down the medical director amount to six. If we can get it there, that would be great. If we can't, we'll make an adjustment. But that was basically one of the few things that I changed. I think it was the only thing I changed in the expenses to bring the budget back into balance. Other than that, all the other spending remains the same as posted. So this would be the budget I would intend to file.
I move we accept. Did we do that?
Yes. So if nobody has any further questions, what we do. Okay, so on that note, we can move to passing a resolution to set the budget. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion that the board adopts resolution. Long day.
You've read this about 300 times in the last 2 days. Apparently, it's a resolution number.
Okay, let's try that again. I make a motion that the board adopts resolution 2021-06 to adopt the 2022 budget, which is shown to be in balance and is calculated against the property tax values as supplied by the county assessor. Second.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the budget is so adopted. I will work on processing that and filing it with all the necessary agencies. The partner for that.
Yep. Ella.
Is the resolution to set mill levy. So basically, our calculated mill levy for this year is 14.95 mils, which is basically 14.287 mils for operating expenses, 0.5 mils for the Fireman's Pension Fund, 0.069 mils for the RER impact reduction, 0.069 mils for refunds and abatements, for a total of 14.925 mils. I make a motion that we adopt resolution 2021-07 to set district mill levies for the county to collect funds within 2022 for us to operate.
Second.
Yes.
Aye.
I'm Ross.
Aye. Thank you. Again, I will file all of those as necessary. Get them sorted out in the next couple of weeks. That was all the business I had in there. Future business, we have a meeting next week. No special executive session. No conclusions. I see that Rick is on, joined us on the meeting. So if there's any public statements, comments or questions, anything that just happened in the meeting, now is the time.
Ian, this is Rick. I do have one quick thing. Did trade emails late yesterday with Kate Massengill, the deputy director, the executive director of the Netherlands DDA. And our check has been cut for this year's, I'm not sure what you want to call it because they didn't like the term reimbursement, but we should see that within the next few days.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep.
I have a question on other business.
Yeah.
Do we know if all the board members have signed the paperwork for the bank yet? I did it about a week ago and there were,
I haven't heard. I think I'm still waiting on Todd to sort out his driver's license.
When I signed my forms a couple of days ago, Todd was still there.
Okay.
Okay.
I think you had signed and I had signed. The one you had signed at Todd.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah. I mean, he's everybody to sign before we get it.
And then
flip him over.
And Todd can develop.
Yes, he does. There's always one. There's always one that's like, yeah.
I thought that was me.
I think last time it's three of them. Okay. If there's no other business, our next meeting is December the 15th at 7 p.m., which is a regular meeting.
You adjourn?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Aye. Okay. During this meeting, 1926. Thank you all for coming in. It's a wrong. What is this?
That's funny.
Thank you. Should at least be a 20 there, right?
Could we keep this just like running? So-